Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown, where we dive into the numbers that move markets. I'm Alex, and joining me, as always, is Jordan. Today, we're breaking down Apple's second quarter 2026 earnings. And folks, this wasn't just any ordinary quarter. Jordan, before we jump in, I need to share our disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And wow, where do we even start with this Apple quarter? I mean, we've got blockbuster numbers and a major leadership transition announcement all in one call.
Right? Tim Cook announcing he's stepping down as CEO after 15 years to become executive chairman, with John Ternus taking over in September. But let's start with the financial fireworks. Apple absolutely crushed it with $111.2 billion in revenue. That's up 17% year-over-year and a March quarter record.
And that revenue beat came despite supply constraints, which is remarkable. iPhone was the star of the show at $57 billion, up 22% year-over-year. Alex, when you're supply constrained and still growing at over 20%, that tells you something about the underlying demand strength.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just iPhone. They had double-digit growth across every geographic segment, including Greater China, which grew 28% and hit a quarterly record. The iPhone 17 family seems to be resonating incredibly well with customers.
Let's talk about those supply constraints, because this is fascinating from an operational perspective. Cook was pretty transparent about this. The main constraint is availability of advanced nodes for their SoCs, not memory as some might have expected. And get this. For Mac specifically, they're seeing higher than expected demand for Mac Mini and Mac Studio because customers are recognizing these as powerful AI platforms.
And don't forget the MacBook Neo. Cook said customer response has been off the charts with higher than expected demand. They set a March record for customers new to Mac, partly due to the Neo. It sounds like Apple's strategy of bringing Mac to more people at a breakthrough price is really working.
Services hit another all-time record at $31 billion, up 16%. But here's what caught my attention. They announced they're ending their formal net cash neutrality target. CFO Kevin Perek said they want more flexibility to evaluate cash and debt independently.
That's a big strategic shift. They authorized another $100 billion in share buybacks and raised the dividend 4% to 27 cents per share. It sounds like they want more financial flexibility as they ramp up AI investments, which brings us to the elephant in the room, their AI strategy.
Cook was asked about agentic AI and the future of smartphones. And while he didn't reveal future products, he emphasized how thrilled they are with Apple Intelligence integration. The company is clearly investing heavily. R&D spending is accelerating much higher than overall company growth.
The memory cost situation is interesting, though. Cook was pretty direct about this. They expect significantly higher memory costs in the June quarter and said, beyond that, memory costs will drive an increasing impact on their business. When analysts pushed on margins, he said they'll look at a range of options.
That's code for potential pricing actions, right? With 99% customer satisfaction on the iPhone 17 family in the U.S., they clearly have pricing power. But Cook was coy about whether they'd focus on market share gains or profitability in this cost environment.
Let's talk about the guidance. They're expecting total company revenue to grow 14% to 17% year-over-year in June, which assumes continued supply constraints. Services should grow at a similar rate to March after removing FX tailwinds.
And looking at specific regions, China performance was exceptional with 33% growth in the first half. Cook mentioned iPhone was the top-selling model in urban China. India continues to be a massive opportunity where over half of customers across most product categories are new to that product.
The leadership transition is fascinating. Cook gave John Ternus advice about where to spend his time, focus on the greatest benefit to the company and users, and never forget the North Star of making the best products that enrich people's lives.
What strikes me about this quarter is the momentum across the board. iPhone growing over 20% despite constraints, Mac hitting records for new customer services at all-time highs, and they're clearly investing heavily in AI while maintaining financial discipline.
The supply constraint situation bears watching, though. Cook said Mac Mini and Mac Studio might take several months to reach supply-demand balance, which suggests strong underlying demand but potential revenue headwinds in the near term.
For investors, this feels like a company firing on all cylinders while navigating a major transition. The financial results are exceptional. The AI investments are ramping up, and they're maintaining their capital return commitment while gaining flexibility.
Looking ahead, WWDC 2026 is coming up, where Cook promised to share AI advancements and new software. With this level of momentum and investment, it should be quite a show.
Before we wrap up, I need to include our closing disclaimer. Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's a wrap on Apple's second quarter 2026 earnings. Exceptional financial performance, major leadership transition, and clear AI investment priorities. Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch, and we'll see you next time for another AI-powered earnings breakdown.
Keep investing smart, everyone.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.